Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the You Haven't Heard This Productions and Publications Network. For more great shows and blogs and vlogs, please visit www.yhhtmpc.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh yeah, you haven't heard This Music Podcast. A show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists. This is Side A, Season 5, Episode 21. Side A is a fun, entertaining, magazine-style show. Got lots of laughs, lots of banter, lots of shits and giggles. And then you've got Side B, which I've gave up on for the rest of this year, so there's no Side B's being released at the moment. We'll start again next year, but Side B is all about the independent artists and the music they send out to us, and we play the best of the submissions, so you can go and check that out if you like. So yeah, that is what we do, that is who we are. This is the final episode of the year, the final proper episode. We've got the Christmas special. Yeah, it's been an interesting year, it's been a good year, it's been a very good year. We've got a new member of the team. I'm officially adding Emrose, because she's joining us tonight. I'm officially adding Emrose to the team. She's a team member now, so Emrose is joining us. Hello, Emrose.
Hello. Oh my goodness. What an honor to be an official member of the team. I'm so thankful.
I didn't even ask. I just said you're a member of the team name. Yeah. Also with me, as always, every week, Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Emrose, just briefly for those who might be new, who is Emrose?
Oh God, who is Emrose indeed? I've been around, I've been writing music since I was, basically 13. I'm 19 now. I've been releasing music since I was 15. I live in New York City. I don't know. I write like indie pop music, dabbling into indie rock nowadays, but having a good time.
Excellent. You are the future star. We're holding on to you because when you become famous, we want you to remember us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, that's us in a nutshell. That's Emrose. And so we're going to move into our first section of the show. And the first section of the show is Icebreaker.
Icebreaker.
So this is the icebreaker. It's like a little game show, just, you know, break the ice. But everybody here knows each other, so we don't really need to fucking do it, but we're doing it anyway. Right, so my game is slightly different to Mike's and Wayne's. I'm leading the show today, so I'll be leading the game. The first game is Austin is going to read out a description of two artists or someone in the music industry, and you shout your name out if you get who it is, and the person who gets it right Correct. Wins a point. Can you be quiet, please, mate, if you don't mind? Oh. Sitting down there, playing Roblox, talking to yourself.
Roblox. Oh, my gosh.
So, yes, that is the game. Austin, if you'd be so very kind, would you be able to please read out the description of our first industry insider?
As we know, Emrose is from the Big Apple, but which famous record producer also came from New York? He is the former co-president of Columbia Records and a co-founder of Def Jam Recordings. By promoting the musical groups Beastie Boys, LL Cool J, and Public Enemy, he helped popularize hip-hop music. He has been named on Time's 100 Most Influential People in the World.
Oh, no one got it?
No, I've got it. I can't think of his name.
No. Oh, my God. I'm terrible.
First one was Rick Rubin.
I know the name. Gosh.
So let's go with our second artist, see if you can guess who this is.
From New York, this artist whose real name is Austin Richard Post, born July 4th, 1995, is an American rapper, singer, songwriter, and record producer known for his variegated vocals. He has gained acclaim for blending genres and subgenres of hip-hop, pop, R&B, and trap. His stage name was derived from inputting his birth name into a rap name generator.
Oh, Wayne.
Go on.
It's Childish Gambino?
No. Any idea, Emrose?
No.
It was Post Malone.
Oh.
So, yes.
He's from New York?
Who fucking cares?
Post Malone? He gives off such California energy.
Yes, at the end of that round, then, no one has a point. That noise, Wayne tells me that it's the end of that round and we're on to the next round.
I'm going to let it go, could you?
And the next round is lyrics. Austin's going to read out lyrics to a song, and the first one to shout out their name and shout out the song gets a point. So this is our first song. So Austin, can you please read out the lyrics to this first song?
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home.
It's Justin Timberlake, and it's Can't Stop the Feeling.
It is. So that's a point to Wayne.
I knew the song. I didn't know the artist. Gosh, I'm really letting down everything. This is terrible.
Okay, so our second song, Austin, please.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the raspberries of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the raspberries, and the raspberries bring back. Raspberries bring back you. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain.
No.
When I believed in forever, and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feel like December when somebody say your name.
Okay, I'm going to stop that because nobody's obviously going to get it. Is it? Oh, yeah, any idea, Wayne? No?
Not a clue, mate, sorry.
It's not actually called Raspberries. I've changed the word Raspberries. It's called Memories by Maroon 5.
Oh my goodness, Maroon 5. I don't know. I mean, I know Maroon 5, but like...
Never mind. Okay, next song.
Just a merchant living under the street. I'm a hard case that's tough to beat. I'm your charity case, so buy me something to eat. I'll pay you at another time. Take it to the end of the line. Rags to riches, or so they say. You gotta keep pushing for the fortune and fame. You know it's all a gamble when it's just a game. You treat it like a capital crime. Everybody's doing the time. Take me down to the Paradise City, where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
Right.
Oh, will you please take...
It's Guns N' Roses Paradise City.
It is. Given away right there at the end.
Gosh.
Do you not like Guns N' Roses, Emrose?
I don't believe I've ever even heard a Guns N' Roses song.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I love, like, you know, classic rock and roll from all decades. But I think it's because my parents don't necessarily like Guns N' Roses. So it was just kind of like a shunned band.
Fair enough. I do find that kind of surprising because you're quite seasoned in your tastes of music. So you know a lot of artists from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. So.
Yeah, but clearly I'm not doing it right now. Like, this is just, you know, I make fun of a lot of my friends because they'll be like, who are the Beatles? And I'll just scream. A friend's office the other day. And I was like, can anybody here just name one song by Pink Floyd? Just one. Just one. And, oh my God, they said, one person said Dark Side of the Moon, and I wanted to scream. I was like, no, that's the album. Oh my God. Only one person could name a song.
Is it bad that I said Dark Side of the Moon or Brick in the Wall?
Oh my God. Yes, somebody did say Brick in the Wall.
And that sound tells me it's the end of that game, and on to the next game, which is guess the artist from the interview. So you're going to hear an artist speaking and talkings, and then you've got to shout out your name and tell me who you think the artist is. So this is our first artist.
Well, I met him, and I just want to say he seems
Taylor.
Like one of the coolest people on Earth.
Taylor Swift.
It is Taylor Swift. Well done.
That is Taylor Swift.
Okay, this next one is, I'm not going to tell you.
There's so many examples throughout history where people were misunderstood in their time. I need to be able to actualize these things that are 20 years ahead
God.
And bring them to people
Don't say
in
it's
real
yay.
Life.
It's just Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's not very popular. He's not very popular at the moment, is that Kanye? He's saying a lot of weird shit, but I think he's just doing it just to so as he can keep his name out there because he's big.
Gotta disagree.
Do you reckon he believes all that shit?
He's lost so much money that it's not to keep his name. He was already relevant, you know. But he has no reason to do this. I think he is. Like, you know, going through a manic episode, but he's a horrible, horrible, horrible person, and I do not condone.
No, God, there's no way you can condone what has been said. No, it's, yeah,
absolutely.
You got it right anyway. So this is our final artist in this section. You might not get this one, Emrose. I don't know if Wayne will actually.
You know, I think that we write lyrics that people relate to. They're universal, they're timeless, and now they've even crossed generations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this last couple of weeks is a whirlwind because I've been all around the globe. We went from Tokyo to London to Berlin for the anniversary of the Berlin Wall. We were the only band asked to come and do
really?
That. 20th anniversary, all the world leaders are right in front of you. It's pouring rain, it's blustering wind, and there you are at the microphone going, wow. Cool, you know,
yeah.
But it's a little intimidating because, you know, there's Mrs. Clinton to the Prime Minister of the UK to Sarkozy of France, Merkel in Germany. So it's been amazing, but that's the point, is that the people are relating to the lyrics. If you're from Jersey or Germany.
Yeah, Wayne.
I had been at the wall.
Did you shout your name then, Wayne?
I did. It's...
You kind of need to have an answer when you shout your name.
No, I've got it. I'm just toying between the two. I'm going to go John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Well done.
Cool. Because I was toying with Bon Jovi or Sambora.
It was a difficult one, that was. Well done.
I figured I got it down as Sambora from, like, about the third or fourth line. I was like, I think... And then, you know, the more time went on, you're like, I'm not sure if it is.
It's 3-2, and that noise tells me that's the end of that game, and we're going to move on to our next game, which is called... what have we got? What have we got? We've got songs in reverse. Now, I'm going to put the songs a bit lower, because I couldn't hear you shout last time. So these songs are all in reverse, and Rosie, you got to tell me what you think the song is. Shout your name out.
Can't wait.
You sounded so enthusiastic.
No, can't wait.
Right, so this is our first song in reverse. See if you can get who it is.
Wayne.
I think this is Beyonce.
No, it's Rihanna, Umbrella.
It is. It
you
is.
Got it.
Very good. Our next song is this one.
Shakira.
Oh, no. How this works, Emrose. You shout your name, you don't shout the answer.
Wayne's so strict.
Okay, okay.
No, I'll give you the point now. Just going forward, shout your name because I have that down.
Right, okay.
Wherever, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good song. Right, okay, this is our final song. Did you just shout there, Wayne?
I said a stab in the dark, Wayne.
Go on.
Is it the Bloodhound Gang?
It is. With their song The Bad Touch.
Oh, The Bad Touch.
No idea.
Yeah, you and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they're doing the Discovery Channel. That sound tells me that it's the end of that game and we're going to move on to our final game. This has been a long icebreaker. I do apologise, Emrose. Jesus.
No, this is fun.
So our final, we've done interviews, we've done lyrics, we've done New York, New York, songs in reverse. We're doing themes now. We've only got two. So our first theme is, let me turn the volume down a little bit so I can hear you shouting. Our
Wayne. That's, I know it. Oh, Emma.
Wayne.
You got it, Wayne. You got it.
It's the Big Bang Theory.
It is.
Sorry, You Might Be Giants?
Is it They Might Be Giants that sang that?
No, it's like the other one. It's not They Might Be Giants. It's, I know it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Might be. It just sounds like them. Now you mention it. Right, okay, this is our last thing of the icebreaker, so don't know if you'll get this one, Emrose. Don't know if it was very big in America.
Answer's B.
Yeah. Then, do you want to just say it anyway?
Yeah, he wants to be a millionaire.
Yeah. Okay, so that was the end of the game. And the final scores at the end of the icebreaker are Emrose has 3 points, but this week's winner with 5 points is Wayne. Good effort, though, Emrose. Good effort. Wayne's very competitive. If Wayne plays Tiddlywinks against a two-year-old, he still plays to win.
What's the point in playing?
Is that kind of competitive? We're going to move now swiftly on to our next section, which is the head-to-head. Okay, so this is I'll do that again. Right.
That was almost like Top of the Pops in the '80s. That was coming in number 12. It's Brother Beyond.
Yep. So this is the head-to-head. This is the section of the show where we bring three of our favourite submissions of the week or weeks or whatever, and we pit them against each of the other three hosts. And at the end of it, we kind of do a vote and see whose is the favourite amongst the three. I'm going to go first this week, which is unusual for the person running the show, but I'm going to go first, and I'm bringing my song, which is called Red Lights by Passive Fix.
You bite as the fabric's undone, you sink your teeth in mud. Bottom lip as the sun shows in red where it died. It seems the night has begun, though my wrists are tied. Is he strong enough to fight temptation? Every fiber screaming, stop, just leave. Is he in love enough to fight temptation? He must be numb to reason, cause he's blinded by red light. Blinded. I knew your name but forgot another hateful sin. I never want this to stop, it's where the guilt kicks in. Thank God the bar was stocked, I watched the room spin. Is she strong enough to fight temptation? Every fiber screaming, stop, just leave. Is she in love enough to fight temptation? She must be numb to reason, cause she's blinded by red lights. Blinded by red lights. Oh! Red. I work my way up your neck, your body shivers. Can't help but love the effect my hand delivers. My eyes are fixed on your left, locked on the mirror. Watching us like objects, we're not beginners. Are they strong enough to fight temptation? Every fiber screaming, stop, just leave.
Passive Fix with Red Light. Austin, if you'd be so very kind, would you be able to tell me a little bit about these guys?
The ambitious and genre-defying band Passive Fix released their new single Red Lights on Friday the 2nd of December. Passive Fix aims to blur the lines between genres such as pop, jazz, metal, punk, and rock. This fact is reflected on this captivating new single. Hailing from the Midlands in the UK, the energetic four-piece are fronted by songwriter, vocalist, and saxophonist Alex McCarty. The band wrote Red Lights at their self-created writing retreat in Cambridge, formed musically from a jam which involved a bass riff played using the pitch shift effect on a Helix pedal board, saxophone was added, and the strong melody you hear today. Red Lights is the first song that Passive Fix have written collectively. Of the lyrics, Alex says, lyrically, Red Lights is about guilt and temptation. The story follows a man as he meets up with a woman in a seedy hotel. He has a partner yet is close to cheating on her with this female character. Each pre-chorus asks the characters individually if they are strong enough to fight temptation, with the verses detailing the night they are spending together. Passive Fix are made up of Alex McCarty on vocals and saxophone, Alex Collett, Sinfield on guitar and saxophone, David Kirkham on drums and Sam Stringer on bass guitar and backing vocals. They have been making waves on the live scene with several well-attended headline shows under their belts. Links to these guys in the show notes. Check them the fuck out.
So, that's Passive Fix. I don't think I could describe it any better. It's definitely genre-defining. It's, I'd call it new jazz metal. It was so strange. I just loved it. It's difficult to find something that's completely unique but sounds good, because usually if it's unique and you haven't heard it before, there's a reason you haven't heard it before. It's because it's crap. But this sounds really fucking good. Check them out in the show notes. Wayne, would you like to go next?
Which song are you playing in mind? Because I was unsure at the end of it all.
You've sent over John Porobil?
Yeah. Yes, there you go. There you go. So, yeah, take a listen to John Porrabil, I think his name is, with his song Wake Your Demons. That was John Porrabil and his song Wake Your Demons. Austin, talk that shit up.
John Porrabil is a solo songwriter and recording artist. He records and mixes all of his own songs from his home studio in Pittsburgh. Wake Your Demons was published on Friday, September 2nd, 2022. It is a mournful and cathartic exploration of cyclical abuse. Wake Your Demons will also be included in his upcoming fifth LP, The Camouflage Kid, in spring 2023. Unfortunately, this is all I could find on the fucker. For someone trying to get recognized, he is very fucking elusive. However, I will leave what links we have in the show notes.
Well, thanks for that, Losty. thanks for your fucking input on it all. Yeah, John Parable. I mean, like I said, solo singer, songwriter, does his own stuff. You can tell this is a DIY project. There's a few kinks need ironing out, but I still dug it. It's got that, you know, it's musical theatre. You know, I dig that whole thing that it's got that sort of production, that theatre about it. That's what it is. So a lovely sounding piano, and I like the way it flows and keeps coming back. He's sung well, and you know, he's sung with thought and feeling. It's got that nice build towards the end. I like that it takes its time and then starts throwing the kitchen sink at it towards the end, like, and you could see this in the middle of like one of those rock operas, you know, like the bit where the, you know, the protagonist has a, you know, a mournful, thoughtful moment and that sort of thing. But yeah, that's all I really got to say. John Parabil and his song, Wake Your Demons. I quite like it.
Awesome. Do you want to introduce Mike's song?
Yes. So Mikey Five is not here. Surprisingly, he's not here the same night England play in the quarterfinals, the round of 16 of the World Cup. Just saying. And Mike sent over all his stuff about a band called Storm of Crows and their song, Second Storm.
Standing in the rain and waiting for the second storm. The order's been abandoned on death is false and plea. After dying when the shrine has died, ready to torture on me. The deck and dice are loaded, but the suits don't matter. Standing in the rain and waiting for the second storm. Tomorrow came without me. I feel so far behind. Can't get back what's coming. Can't stop feeling confined. Just a brain impounding. Nightmares and dreams that drown. Lend me your commitment. Just drop it on the ground. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was Storm of Crows with I've Got 25 Years, but Wayne has something different. What do you have, Wayne, on this?
I've always done something. I just like to be contrary, right? That's all. Right, so Mike sent this over earlier. Mike's having a bit of issue, so Opal is well in the Five household. And I speak to you next week, Mike, on the Christmas special. But as it stands, Second Storm is the opening track from the debut album by Storm of Crows, 25 Years. The album, named because Storm of Crows got together in their first band 25 years ago, is an eclectic mix of pure rock and roll tracks filled with the great guitar work, amazing bass lines, and solid rhythm section. And Mike goes on to say, Second Storm is a fantastic opener and one of my favourite tracks from this great album. I think I got about 1 minute into it and knew that this was going to be one of my favourite albums of the year. Mike, I'm proud of you. All that, and you never mentioned the album Writers Club once.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's three songs. We're going to do a roundup now, which is our favourites. Emrose, you can start. Which one was your favourite and why?
I got to go with the first one.
I think you're right. It was good, wasn't
it? Something about that sax solo.
Oh, yeah.
I love the combo of, like, where it was still catchy, so it wasn't, like, you know, sometimes when they get into, like, the fusion of jazz and other kinds of, like, songs, like, honestly, this is might be an unpopular opinion, but fusion jazz is probably my least favorite genre ever.
Really?
But this was good.
Hmm.
This was good. Because it was a fusion of jazz and, like, pop and also, like, metal-ish, like, rock.
Yeah.
And it worked.
It was like it was a fusion that shouldn't have worked on paper. If somebody said to you, so this is going to be, like, new metal, a bit poppy, a bit shouty, and jazz with a lot of sax, you'd go, that's not going to fucking work, don't buy that. But it was so good, so interesting.
It was so good.
Yeah.
My issue with fusion jazz is that it's usually just, like, just gobbledygook solos without, like, any kind of, I guess. I mean, I also just am salty because I've been, like, I've had a lot of history with fusion jazz bros. Just a whole lot to unpack there. So, you know. But this was cool.
Awesome. I'll take that win. I will take that win. And I think that makes me the winner of the season.
It does. Even going to the Christmas special, nobody can catch her. So, yes, Rich wins the season on 9.5 points to Mikey's 7 and my 4.5.
Ace. Excellent. So, yes, all the artists you've just listened to, you can go check them out in the show notes. If you like them, go support them. Go show them some love. If you like their work, buy their work, as I always say. Okay, so now we're going to move on to the wild card. But before we do, we're just going to have a quick break.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Alice. I am the new podcast Genie. I will be correcting the mistakes and promoting the Patreon page going forward. Although there are adverts on the podcast, they pay little to nothing. The real support comes from you, the listener. Lots of time and money goes into this podcast and the YHHT Productions and Publications Network. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/YHHTMPC. Your support means the world to us. Also, wherever you are currently listening, please consider a liking, rating, subbing and leaving a review. This not only helps get the podcast out, but also helps get the artists heard. Thanks for your ears, and now on with the show.
This is the section of the show where I bring up the emails, the vast amount of emails that we have, thousands of the things, and I'm going to flick through.
Can I just stop you right there? I want to clarify this. We're not making that up. It drains my fucking phone. I have to leave my internet off all day, because if not, it will drain my phone with the bastard emails we get. So just, we're not lying.
Yeah, lots and lots of the damn things. So yeah, we're going to flick through the many emails, and at some point, our special guest and a new member of the team, Emrose, is going to shout stop, and we're just going to play the song that we land on. So I am on the emails, and I'm flicking.
Stop.
Okay. What do we have here? We have Kria with a K, K-R-E-A, in brackets, Hosier and Wyvern Lingo. Releases new single.
Hosier.
That's what it says. Releases new single, last day of the year, to be released the 1st of December. Austin, you cheeky bitch, could you tell me a little bit about Kria?
It's been a busy year for Kria, the moniker taken on by Irish singer-songwriter Karen Colley, who, after taking a pause from her band Wyvern Lingo, was awarded the music bursary by the Arts Council, as well as a residency in Paris at the Centre Cultural Erlen Dyes, where she spent the month of August writing songs for her solo EP. Kria is no stranger to the Irish music scene, having released two number one albums as one third of indie band Wyvern Lingo, and collaborated with household Irish names such as Denise Chela and Hosier on his debut album In a Week. Following the release of her debut September Sun, Kria presents a more intimate offering with Last Day of the Year. About the song, Kria says, "I started writing Last Day of the Year in the middle of June when I was living in Berlin in 2021. There were rumors of lockdowns returning. I was feeling a little lost and began panicking that I might get stuck in Berlin for months on end like the last time. In a way, I think I was romanticizing the nostalgia of home, particularly around Christmas/New Year, and realized how much of my identity I had anchored how I was perceived at home. Kria is a seasoned performer, having gained critical and commercial success as one third of Wyvern Lingo, as well as performing over the world with the likes of Hosier, Lisa Hannigan, and Wally's Bird. A vocalist, pianist, and now novice harpist, Kria is very excited to step out on her own with this collection of songs."
Okay, so that's all about her. So from that description, folky peoples, what do we think we are going to be listening to, Wayne? What do you think?
Some sort of poppy hip-hop. Pop-up. Yeah, lots of peas.
I'm thinking singer-songwriter, but not like sat down on a stool really quiet, more like turned up to five with maybe a little bit of electro in there, a little bit of keys, maybe a tiny bit of synth, just not heavy, but not too light. That's what I'm thinking. Emrose disappeared during the explanation. Did you get much from that?
I did. I'm so happy that I did catch most of it. Thank God. But I'm excited, man. I love... Well, just mentioning the name Hosier, I'm like, oh my gosh, I love Hosier. So that's so cool. Also, love like the European vibe. I'd love to be stuck in Berlin. That sounds like a great time. I'm expecting to hear some harp. I mean, they said like that they were a harpist. That could be cool. I'm envisioning though, like mostly like popish, folkish singer songwriter, but definitely pop, not just like sitting down on a guitar and strumming along.
Yeah, so I'm thinking it'd be quite a little bit upbeat, maybe a 4 or 5 on the Richter scale, and a little bit ethereal with it being Irish and everything. So let's find out. So this is Crea with her song Last Day of the Year. So that was Crea with Last Day of the Year. Wayne, what are your thunks on this one?
I've not got much, really, to be honest. It's just a nice, lovely song. It's very easy listening. And it's one of them that goes straight on the, you know, the coffee songs sessions playlist sort of thing. I've got really nothing else to say about it. There's nothing bad about it. It's nice. It's well put together. It's well played. You know, she sings it lovely. and you know, it's just an easy listening song. You can let it wash over you. Yeah, nice.
That's exactly what. That's all I've got. It's not groundbreaking. It's not captivating. In a couple of hours' time, I will have forgot this song. It doesn't grab your attention. It's nice background music. That's not to say it's bad. It's nice, but no, it's yeah. I wouldn't buy it.
Who was it who said that? One of our guests. That was the best insult, non-insult I've ever heard.
It was I forget his name. It was the guy from Happy Robots. Adam, I think his name was. It was very funny. We'll try and get him back in the new year. I would ask Emrose, but she's struggling. Emrose, did you catch much of that song?
I did. I think I caught like
enough.
Most of it.
Yeah, he did. It didn't change much. So, did you like it?
I thought it was lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was lovely. Yeah. Not really much else to say about it. It's
That's it.
It's not very dynamic.
That's the second word I wrote down about the song. Lovely. This is lovely.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I thought it was very pretty. I typically like, you know, I don't need songs to be like incredibly dynamic and bombastic for me to, you know, like think it's. But I think it's, you know, it was about missing home. Like I can definitely relate to that being at university now. So. Yeah, I mean, it was really nice.
Mm. Yeah, so that was, like I said, that was Kriya with her song Last Day of the Year. If you enjoyed that and you thought that was the most amazing song I've ever heard in my goddamn life and I need it, we'll leave links to that in the show notes so you can go and purchase that Norman and stuff. So yeah, and after that, we're going to move swiftly onto the Intense Hardcore Genre Musical Challenge Mode, go!
Intense Hardcore Genre Musical Challenge Mode, bastard, go!
Now, this week, we... what was the genre, Wayne?
There is no God, there is only Zool.
Zool, that was it, Zool. Do you want to give a quick explanation as to what Zool is?
There's no quick explanation. I will try and break it down as fast as I can. Zool is a term coined by the French progressive rock band Magma, and it's the drummer called Christian Vander who coined the term. And he said it's about celestial, like heavenly type music against this prog rock. And they basically, that was it. It was just them, just Magma doing it for a few years. That was like 1968, I think. Or 69. And then like in the 70s, Zool became a thing and then a lot of French bands started to use that same thing. But he's basically sort of ethereal progressive rock music. That's sort of what it is.
Yeah. We didn't... This is the first week we haven't done any music for it, and it's probably best that Mike isn't here because he'd have been so disappointed. But we haven't done our own piece of music this week. I've got a piece of music. I was listening to a playlist, and all I could hear it through the whole thing was one piece of music. So I've just bought that one piece of music that, to me, demonstrates the genre perfectly. Wayne's probably going to laugh during the listening of this. You won't hear him, so I'll mute him. But this is the song that I've brought for the genre Zool.
Thank you.
That's what I heard through most of everything that. I don't know if you agree or disagree, Wayne.
I'm in the middle. Yeah, I sort of get where you're going with that. It is, if you like progressive rock, you're going to like Zool. You know, it's just a different take on it. That's all. It's got like upliftingy type, like choral, celestial type vocal in there. And it's just, you know, I tried a couple of times to try and write something, and I realised after about 45 minutes that it would take a lot longer than 90 minutes. That's how long I set myself to try and get something down, because it's odd timings, and you've got to be out. I'm not as good as these guys, and that's the main thing. I'm not as good as these progressive rock musicians. So I've struggled with this one. This one's the one that's defeated me. And time as well, time, but defeated me this week as well.
Yeah, the reason I chose this was because most of what I listened to was first generation synthesizers, lots of drones, lots of analog sounds, and it was just this. It was basically this. I don't know if I was listening to the wrong playlist, but that's the kind of thing I was hearing a lot of. So I thought, fuck it, I'll just bring the Doctor Who theme tune.
I mean, the thing is, if you like it, just go and listen to Magma. You know, the minute you get to Magma, that's Zool. They created it. They invented this entire subgenre. So just go and listen to those guys. If you like that, you'll probably like Zool. I think I like Zool. I'm not sure. But it's one of those. It's a challenge to listen to it. It's not easy listening. It's not like the wild card we just had. It's a challenge. You've got to, you know, be on top of it, and it has your attention. So if you're up for something, if you're on a long car journey, I wouldn't recommend a Zool playlist.
No. What do you think of that old style analog synth, Hemrose?
It's cool. Yeah, I mean, I like prog rock, and I like ethereal sounds. Put them together, and it's neat. Definitely the most German kind of sounding. Like, whenever I think of, the sound from, like, Berlin or, you know, just Germany in general, I always think of, like, kind of older synths. Like, it's very, like, there's a big EDM scene over there that I'm learning more about, which is kind of fun. This was very, I can see, like, the dudes who are making this music over there in Germany just vibing out. Playing some Zool,
yep. So, yeah, if you want to check out more of that genre, knock yourself out. I won't be, but there you go.
Recommendation for the people. Do you want to choose something for next year, or should we start?
We can do that, yeah. We can choose a genre for next year. So if you want to go through the genre Bible, Emrose, would you like to choose a letter from A to B to Z, A to Z?
Sure. Well, in the spirit of the holidays, I'm going to choose the letter C.
Cool.
Right. 4 pages of C. So between 1 and 4, please, Emrose.
I'm going to go 2.
2. Okay, that's a full page of C. So give me a count between, I don't know, 1 and 50.
11.
Oh, thank God for that.
I have to know.
I just didn't think I'd see these words ever lined up together. So on episode 1 of season 6, we're going to go away and try and write some music for Celtic hip hop.
Oh, for
And if you're unsure about this, the description next to it is the fusion of Celtic and hip-hop music.
Oh, really? I was expecting something completely different.
Wow, that's perfect. That's a great way to kick off the new year.
Celtic hip-hop. Oh, it's going to be perfect because we're going to stick with the Beastie Boys theme as well.
Thank God for that. Yeah, I will have a...
Oh shit! I should have smirked Beastie Boys over the top of
Doctor Who.
Never mind.
Do it in post. There you go.
No. So there you go. That was the intense hardcore Johnny musical challenge mode. Go next year. First episode, we'll be bringing some Celtic hip hop. Wayne, you can throw the music together. Well, we'll throw something together. Yeah, I can't imagine there'll be many people on Twitter that will be doing that. So we're going to move on to our second from last section, which is the history section.
Yeah,
everybody. Welcome back again to the history section of the show. Now, in the last episode, I did say I was going to go and have a look about who was first on Top of the Pops, and I decided against it because we couldn't play, because it was the Rolling Stones. They were the first people to be played on Top of the Pops. And Mike said, I bet Jimmy Savile presented it. He was right. Jimmy Savile did present it, so another reason not to talk about it. So I went back and decided that this episode, this entire section is named after a Sam Cooke song, which is, I don't know much about history, his song, I don't know much about history. So I thought I'd find a Sam Cooke song that's got an interesting past. So on this episode, we'll be talking about the song A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. The song is inspired from an incident in Louisiana, where Sam Cooke and his band and his entourage were turned away from an all-white motel, and the incidents at the hotel, the Holiday Inn it was, led Cooke and his band leaving and calling insults and blaring their horns. And when they arrived at the Castle Motel, police were there and ready to arrest them for disturbing the peace. This inspired Cooke to go away and write the song. Also, he heard Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind and was greatly moved that such a poignant song was written by a white man, and he loved it so much that he incorporated it into his set. The song itself has been voted among the greatest songs ever by several publications, and was selected for preservation in the Library of Congress. Sam Cooke says the song came to him in a dream. And Cooke's first performance of this, A Change Is Gonna Come, was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson on the 7th of February 1964. The song Cooke should have played was Ain't That Good News, but Cooke's manager persuaded him to drop that promo in favour of Change Is Gonna Come. And this was the only time he ever performed it. The Civil Rights Movement picked this up as one of their songs, their leading songs, We're Near Immediacy. And then unfortunately, on the 11th of December 1964, 2 weeks before the song was released, Sam Cooke was fatally shot at an LA motel. So here is Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last. coming, but I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
So there we are, Sam Cooke with the brilliant A Change Is Gonna Come. That's really all I've got to say about it. It's a fantastic song by a fantastic artist. This was subtitled for an episode a while ago, because I wanted to find out the most dangerous song ever written. You know, the one that's caused the most trouble or the most, you know, done all this. And the more I read into this song, I realised that it wasn't a dangerous song at all. This is a song about hope and about the future. And I think I may have stumbled under some sort of really strange white supremacist site to find this. So apologies to everybody involved on that. But yeah, A Change Is Going to Come by Sam Cooke. Richie.
It's just an epic, epic, epic piece of music. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's one of them I should know, but I don't think I do.
I'm the same.
It's one that I will put on my playlist now that I know of it. I feel bad for not knowing it already, kind of thing.
It's an absolute banger of a tune.
It's perfect. It's perfect. The song is perfect. It's vocals and everything about it. It's just a brilliant. And the music.
I like that silly little fact that I found out that he performed it only once, and he only performed it because his manager pushed him into it. You know, he wasn't going to play it. You know, he wasn't ready to play it. That's the only recording of him doing it live is on the Johnny Carson show. And it just feels like fate that's the time, you know, that he recorded it, and that's it. I wish I'd have gone a bit more into the detail about him, about where he was shot at the LA Motel and the inciting incidents. But to be honest with you, you know what this is? It's a snapshot or something. That's what it is. But yeah, I love Sam Cooke anyway. And I love this song. This is brilliant.
It's heartbreaking, especially, I didn't know that he was shot and killed. I am very familiar with this song, though. You know, I've done a lot of protesting in my day. And this was one of, like, the... you know, one of the major protest songs of the movement for, you know, like Black Lives Matter and all that stuff. So, yeah, really great. I mean, obviously not just as a protest song, but it's gorgeous. I love how, you know, the lyric change will come. Like, it's not, you know, the end is nigh. It's really about a better future. And, you know, the lyric, it's hard to live, I don't want to die. And then having that fatal irony of, well, he did. And he was killed, most likely because of, you know, this movement, this necessary movement for freedom for all and for equality. It's just, yeah, it's just terrible to know that you know, there still is inequality in the United States and that there's still, you know, a lot to be done. It's definitely better, but there's still a long ways to go. So
I think you just hit the nail on the head. Why me and Richie don't know this song very well, because we're British, you know. It's
yeah,
that's the thing. It's, you know, the gulf between us and America, I suppose, with I'm not going to turn around and say England hasn't got, but we're going very deep on a Sunday evening, aren't we? Let's move on from all that.
No, yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying. I mean, we both have a very dark history. But yeah, and I love, like you say, his message. It's not even a song of hope. It's a song of knowing. Hope says, I hope things will change. This is saying things will change. He saw that things were going to change. He knew it was going to change. So it's a beautiful song. Beautiful.
Of all the songs to bring, I think I brought the right one to close the end of the season off. A Change Is Going to Come by Sam. Mm.
Absolutely, absolutely. And on that, we're going to close the season with our final section of the show, which is the Artist Spotlight. Emrose, I know you've had some technical difficulties, but we've made it. We've made it through to the end. Thank you
so
much.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much for joining us again. Last minute as well, really.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, I mean, it's always a good time, and yeah.
It is. You're welcome on here anytime now. Anytime. You're a member of the team now, so. Yeah, so it's the end of the year, Emeralds. You know, it's December, Christmas is around the corner. Yeah. Have you got anything planned for the end of the year? Got any gigs? Or are you just going to wind down now?
I do, actually. I'm playing a gig the 12th of December. Very excited to get back into playing live. I'm like dabbling here and there. I'm recording a lot more. Just, you know, the past few months has been a really big writing period for me. So I'm really excited to take all the songs that I've written and, you know, get them down the studio. I'm also learning more about production. So I've taken I'm working with people on like how I can produce my own music with like Logic and all that. So yeah, it's been really fun. It's been a very good, very interesting past few months, but it's great that things have turned out okay.
So you're trying to start producing your own stuff now?
Yeah. I think it's like good to, you know, I honestly was pretty, I didn't really know much about DAWs. And now I'm trying to like, you know, delve into that world a little bit. Not that I've, you know, made much progress, but at least I have my bearings a little bit. So it'll be good. Yeah.
I hope I didn't offend you the other day. You posted a video of you playing the piano, which is beautiful, by the way. Absolutely beautiful, your vocals and everything. But instead of saying that, yeah, that's beautiful, I just posted posture. And I noticed you saw it and you must have thought, well, fuck you. I hope I haven't offended her.
No, it's true. Right now, I'm definitely not. Oh, my God. I mean, okay. People take video of me when I'm like doing like whatever, and I'm not like performing. That was literally just me like working out, like after writing a song. So you know, it was I don't know.
I kind of got that. That's why I said it. I didn't think, you know, I thought I'd say it as a bit of a laugh, and then I thought she's seen that. And she said nothing,
which says
to me she's gone, well, fuck you.
No, I could never say that.
The only reason I say posture is because if I'm having an extended period at the piano and I haven't got my posture right, I ache all the next day.
Oh, interesting.
You're young, so you're okay.
Yeah, I mean, no, I should have better posture. It's so true. Very honestly, thank you for calling me out. next time, I'll like envision you just saying posture. So
like a 1920s Londoner.
Yeah, because yes. Like the Cockney accent.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what?
Yeah, I mean, you should always take advice from Richie Rachmaninoff, fucking armor, should you?
Fuck you, Wayne. I've been playing a lot. What am I playing at the moment? I'm doing a. I know it's easy for you, Emrose. You're classically trained. I'm not classically trained, but I'm currently learning Gymnopede. Is it number 2 by Eric Satie?
Oh my goodness! Well, then you're much better than I.
No, 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 no! I'm only learning it because it's easy.
Why the fuck not? It's great. Bring that out of parties. It sounds great, though, doesn't it? I'm playing Gymnopede number 2.
The way I see it is, I like certain piano pieces. Whereas if you're learning classically, you're learning properly, you're going to have to play 99% of the stuff that you learn, you don't want to do and you don't enjoy. And I'm thinking, fuck that, I just want to play what I like. So I'll learn simple things that I like Moonlight Sonata. I love that tune so much, but it's so easy.
Me too. The third movement, though.
No, fuck that. No, no, no chance. Not a chance. I had to stick with the first. But yeah, if I'm out and about and with friends who don't know anything about music and I just bang out a little Moonlight Sonata, I look like a pro. I'm not.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's me with Claire de Lune. I'm like, yeah, I can kill this. Sure. I mean, can I actually kill Claire de Lune? No, but, you know, I have not, like, read. It's terrible. Honestly, I really need to get back into like playing sheet music. I've been like taking guitar, so I've been like reading sheet music for guitar, which has been a trip. But I gotta get back into piano. God.
Every time I see you play, you seem to know your shit, so...
Hey, yeah. Thank you. Honestly, that is probably one of the greatest compliments. Because whenever I play, my mom is like, wow, you are not very good. And my grandma's like, oh, she's terrible. So it's a whole thing.
What was it? I saw you in another video. You're in an open space somewhere. You're always somewhere. New York's such a big place, and you always seem to be somewhere new. You're in an open place, mm-hmm. By a stairwell or something. You must have thought, fuck it, I'm just going to bang out a bit of opera here.
Yeah, that's actually my lobby.
Oh, is it?
So, yeah. I don't know. I found this operatic Broadway song, and I was like, this is so pretty. I bet I can sing this. And that's where my real training comes from, with classical boys. So gosh, it was really fun. I learned it that morning and then just was like, yeah, why not?
Good, really good.
My neighbors got a kick.
I don't think the microphone on the phone picked up as good as what it would have been if you were actually there.
No. Oh, especially my highest note. I was really disappointed when I heard the playback, and I'm like, no, that sounds so weak, but it was not. It was not.
Yeah. Excellent. And you have this new song out, Coffee and Commitment, which is what we're going to play out with. So what is this? What's this all about?
Okay, so thankfully not something I'm dealing with right now, but it's something that I definitely see with a lot of my friends, where if they have a significant other or whatever, or just somebody romantically in their life, and they want a full-on relationship, but the other person doesn't want that. So my friend the other day was, I was asking them about oh, how's this person? I know that they were having a thing with this person. So I'm like, oh, how's that going? And they're like, yeah, we got coffee. And I'm like, oh, coffee. Which is a very much casual thing. But dinner is, more serious. So it's no, I'm tired of coffee. Let's get dinner, kind of a thing.
What about bubble tea? What if you're going to, let's go out for a bubble tea.
Wait, that is crazy that you said that, because I have another song that I wrote about bubble tea and one of the lyrics. Do you know that from that song, or
no, I don't.
Oh my gosh. Well, bubble tea is a great first date. So for everybody listening.
There you go. There we know.
Bubble tea, amazing.
And next year, what are you doing next year, Emrose? What you got planned? You got a big year planned?
I am very excited. I'm going to Paris, France for the first time in January. So I'm actually going to England.
No shit.
I'm hanging out. We have some family over there. So we're going to see what's happening in London just for a few days. The train is... Europe has the greatest train high-speed rail system. The US has nothing. It's horrible. There's this one city in New York State called Buffalo, New York, and it's a 9.5-hour train ride from New York City to Buffalo, New York. Same state. It's not very far away.
No way.
And yet the train from London to Paris is 2 hours. How? That's crazy.
I'd just like to cover you on that one, Emrose. We've got a really, really bad system of trains at the moment, and getting to Paris would take you about 7 weeks at this moment.
What?
Would it?
Yeah. Yeah. They're cancelled trains at the moment, they're going out of fashion. So, yeah.
No, we've already bought our tickets. No!
I think it's all sunshine and roses over here in the UK.
I'm paying no attention to him. I think he's exaggerating a bit there. I was on the train not too long ago. It wasn't that bad. And music-wise, you got much planned?
Yes, of course. I didn't mean to just... I'm actually going to play a few gigs in Paris, I think. So that'll be really cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But music-wise, obviously getting back in the studio. I'm super excited to be away. I mean, not away from college, but so I don't have to worry about... writing all these essays. Instead, I can just, focus on music, recording more, and then hopefully putting out. I'm going to probably put out my album/EP in the spring. So look forward to that.
Ace, what we'll do is then, because I want to start changing up the B-sides next year, so we'll start having more guests on and focus on albums. So as we'll play a full album throughout the show for people to listen to, or
amazing.
Something like that.
So that's so great.
And have you been to France before?
No, I have
I
not.
Think you will love it. I think it'll be definitely your scene. I think if you go to France and Paris, I think you won't want to leave.
I don't think I will either, but I will. I have a lot, you know, in New York that's pretty cool right now. So, you know, I'm definitely excited to go though. I love travel. Like you mentioned also Japan. I want to go to Japan so very badly.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to go to Tokyo. I'd love to go to Tokyo.
Yeah. I want to go to Kyoto, Tokyo, the whole place, all of it. Yeah.
I concur. Well, Emrose, we're going to call it a night there. We're going to play out with your song,
yes.
Coffee and Commitment. Thank you again for joining us. As always, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And
thank you so much.
We look forward to having you back in the new year with all your new stuffs. Yeah, and obviously you can be found everywhere from Facebook to Instagram, even on Twitter, Spotify. We'll leave.
Oh, not Twitter anymore.
Oh,
not Twitter.
Have you left?
I have not publicly left, but I've left.
No shit. What, because of Elon Musk?
Yeah.
What did he do to you?
I don't know. Elon's not really my jam.
I mean, I'm not a fan, but it's where most of our following is. I can't leave even if I wanted to.
Gotcha. You know what? Maybe I'll stick around on Twitter. I'll see how it goes. I'll see.
Just keep an ear out, you know, see what happens.
I'll let you know. We'll see.
So much work into Twitter over the years we've been doing the podcast. Anyway, so yes, Emrose, thank you again. Wayne, thank you. This is the final episode of the year, apart from the Christmas special. It's been such a good year. It's been our best year so far, and next year is going to be even better. And
I bet.
Yeah. So yeah. Until next time, folks. If you don't listen to the Christmas special because it might come out too close to whatever, just have a lovely Christmas and New Year and all that shit. So until next time, I have been Richie.
I have been Wayne.
I've been Mike Five.
And our guest has been.
Emrose.
Thank you, y'all, for listening, if indeed you still are.
Let's just be friends.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.